Let us offer our consecration to the Lord. Lord, we offer up to you this day, and we ask that we may glorify your name in all we do. Let us trust in you completely. Let us be open to your strength, your love, and your joy, and let us be thy servants always. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Well, today is, in fact, Thursday, and it's an interesting day. It's a memorial of St. Cornelius, who was Pope, St. Cyprian, who was Bishop and Martyr. So it's kind of a lot of things going on, but I wanted to focus on the first reading. And the reason is because this is a reading from St. Paul to Timothy. It's from his first letter. It's from chapter 4, and I'm not going to obviously read the letter. The reason why I don't, by the way, read the readings, first of all, you can find them on the internet very easily, as you know from our ad, bible.usccb.org. But the other reason is I've only got so many minutes, and so if I read the reading and then we do talking afterwards, it just gives me that less time to give the message that I have. So that's the reason why. And you can easily look it up. It's 1 Timothy 4:12-16 is our reading this morning, but you can also find it at bible.usccb.org and find today's reading. Well, here is an important message that St. Paul gives to St. Timothy. And it is, let no one have contempt for your youth, but set an example for those who believe in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Until I arrive, attend to the reading, exhortation, and the teaching. Okay, and of course, I just read part of the reading after saying I don't read the reading, but I didn't read the whole thing. Here is the important thing to understand. Let no one have contempt for your youth. You know, it's very easy to dismiss the fact that you were called at your baptism to be a servant of the Lord for a whole bunch of reasons. The one I hear the most is, well, I don't have a degree in theology. There are certain people with degrees in theology. I wouldn't listen to them if they told me that tomorrow was Friday. So I really don't care. A degree in theology doesn't mean anything. It just means that you have gone through I shouldn't put it that way. Because there are plenty of people listening, say, hey, I got a degree in theology. And by the way, I do too. So anyway, but what I mean is don't turn. Well, first of all, let me respond to my first thought. A degree in theology means that you have successfully completed a theology course to receive a theology degree from a particular institution. That's what a degree in theology means. Okay, we understand that. Now, why I want to bring that up when we talk about a degree in theology is, remember, you have certain gifts that the Lord gave you in order to serve Him and the church. And those gifts are gifts of wisdom, which you may or may not also learn with a degree in theology. So you have to understand that just because someone has a degree in theology doesn't mean that they are by default more qualified than you to do what the Lord is calling you to do. And in fact, they are not more qualified than you. Because the Lord has called you and you are in the situation you're in and the Lord is giving you gifts to deal with that situation. And on a more general level, the person with a degree in theology may be able to respond. But on that specific level, the person with the degree in theology cannot respond to your specific situation because that person may or may not have the right gifts. And in fact, there are people, as we all know, who have degrees in theology that have gone well off the path. And so that doesn't necessarily mean anything. And so, and the reason why I bring that up is there are people who will say, well, I don't have a degree in theology, therefore I have nothing to share God's kingdom, to share, you know, with God's kingdom or God's church. And I go, that's absolutely not true. Example I bring up all the time is when I first started at parish, and I was working with the Hispanic community who were mostly from El Salvador. And they and there was a woman who helped out, and she had a second grade education. So technically she wouldn't be qualified for anything in some of the thoughts we have today. and I ended the Mass. I know you've heard the story before, but I'll tell again. And I ended the Mass, and I said it in Spanish. La misa es terminada, podemos ir en la paz del Señor. Which means, literally, the Mass is terminated. You know, that's one of the words we use. We can now go in the peace of the Lord. Well, she ran out in the altar right away. No. The Mass does not end. Actually, that is true. The Mass does not end. You carry the Mass with you, so the Mass does not end. Second grade education. And then she said, Father, you in Spanish, you have to change what you're saying, because you're saying la misa es terminada. No, I had used that in other, I'd used that in other parishes. First, she comes out, no, you can't say that. Because she said in Spanish, it sounds like the Mass is exterminated. And I'm like, oh, sorry. And so I came up with different words. Actually, they were in the book. She showed me use these words instead. And second grade education. And you might say, well, what is she qualified for? Well, obviously, she was quite qualified for what the Lord asked her to do. And again, what was her theology? The Mass doesn't end. That is Catholic teaching. That celebration of the Mass ends, but the Mass itself never ends. So that's important for us to understand. We're going to talk more about this on the other side of the break. You're listening to St. Anthony Overnight from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, right here on WEZE 590 AM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You've decided to return to your faith and to start to go back to church. Then everything seems to go wrong. It's almost as if the Lord is making it harder for you. You're discouraged. Have you read Sirach chapter 2? Yes, Sirach chapter 2 has one of the most powerful words of encouragement.
When you come to serve the Lord, prepare yourself for trials.
It reminds you that your difficulties are how God is purifying you.
For in fire, gold is tested. In the chosen, in the crucible of humiliation.
So the next time you feel the whole world is working against you, check out Sirach chapter 2.
In the Old Testament.
St. Anthony Parish, Alston, Massachusetts. And don't forget our website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can check out our website. You can listen to the archives of the show. You can send us feedback. You can send us prayer requests. You can also know how to find the parish and connect with the parish. Because remember, you have a standing invitation to the 10 o'clock Mass on Sundays. So please consider coming by. And if you do come by because you listen to the radio show, let me know. Say, Father, this is another radio show. Thank you very much. And we're here because, you know, we're actually trying to build up the parish, especially after COVID. So if you want to come by and you want to say, you know, Father, we want you to build up the parish. We want to help you to build up the parish. You know, do you need assistance and stuff? You know, please come by and let me know. Consider it like rebuilding a parish in a sense. So you say, gee, I always wanted to be part of the ground floor of building a Catholic parish. Well, we're the Catholic parish you want to check out. So give us a call. Come by, actually, 10 o'clock a.m. Sunday mornings, and let me know. Say, hey, you know, Father, we were listening to the radio show. So anyway, we're talking about that concept that comes from Paul's letter to St. Timothy, where he says, you know, do not let anyone have contempt for your youth. And I'm translating that into the fact that people have all this idea. Well, I'm not good enough to be Catholic. I'm not good enough to have any say in the parish. Who am I? Oh, no, actually, you are someone who has a lot to share. The Lord has been a gift to you and has also called you to be a gift to the parish, to the church, and everything. So don't, if you're choosing to live your faith and you're taking it seriously, don't turn around and say, who am I? And whatever reason. Now, my mother was handicapped. She eventually ended up having only the ability to use her right hand. That was it. And as a matter of fact, she'd get very upset if you said that she was a quadriplegic. She said, that's not true. I can move my right hand. And she had a lot to share, not only with me in my faith, but in so many other ways. So you know, even my mother in her handicap had a lot to share. And she really was a very, very faithful and good person. Of course, my father was too. My father actually died long time before my mother did, in 1985. You may have heard of my father. He was a writer for the Boston Globe. And he obviously, when he died, it was big news because he was a well-known writer for the Boston Globe. I know what that's like. It was actually on WBZ. But also someone who took his faith very seriously, carried a rosary in his pocket all the time. He was known to stop in the churches all over the place and, of course, went to Mass. I just want to share this. It is kind of funny, but my father liked the old traditional way of going Mass, I think. I don't know. But in our parish, which was Immaculate Conception in East Weymouth, he used to like to sit in the chapel part, which is, there's like a little screen there, and it's actually with the back, the priest has the back to the chapel, even though, because he's preaching to the other side. And so there it was. And, you know, it used to crack me up because I was like, you know, I might as well be listening to the Mass on radio because you can't really see much here because this screen. But that's where we like to go to Mass. Really interesting. I don't know why, but he took Mass going very seriously. So, and you have to understand that it doesn't matter what your situation is, the Lord has given you gifts to share the faith, to live the faith, to lead others to know the faith. The Lord has given you gifts to do that. So that's important. So keep that in mind, that those gifts are in fact there. And when you do that, you will know that the Lord is calling you. And so don't let anything say anything to you that you are not ready, you are not prepared, you are not there in service to the Lord. In the meantime, you just know that just as it says, do not let anyone hold your youth in contempt, don't you let anyone do the same. But in the meantime, don't you hold yourself in ability to share your gifts, because you certainly can. We'll talk more tomorrow. Have yourself a blessed day. You know, we have a website for our programs that will connect you to the parish, the blog, and to share your prayer requests with us. If you've been touched by our program, you can even show your support through your donation. We are at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's all one word, CatholicAudioMedia.com. It is updated regularly with blog posts and podcasts of the program. So stay connected with us and tell us how this show has touched your heart. CatholicAudioMedia.com. In Cristo vivimos.